Here's a thought I'll title, Jaded by Familiarity. In 2017, I was invited along with a couple of other photographers to go to China to a place called Mulan Paddock, which is supposedly one of the most beautiful scenic areas in all of China. And the purpose of the trip was for us American photographers to do landscape work there, and the Chinese photographers who were invited were doing landscape work there, and then we compared the two. And it turned out to be a fantastic opportunity to get to know a little more about the state of photography in China and to share with the Chinese photographers some of the work that we had been doing in America. And a most interesting thing happened. They were absolutely fascinated by the pictures of Western America, of the great American deserts, of what I considered to be sort of everyday photography of Eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington, where I have spent so much time photographing, and they thought they were absolutely magnificent because they had never seen land like that or country like that. And so to them, the photographs were exotic and unusual. Well, I was thinking about this last week when I was doing some intense photography in Eastern Washington, and I found myself driving by so many things that were essentially photogenic, but because I've been driving past them for 50 years and probably photographed them a dozen times before, I found myself less motivated to stop this trip than I would have normally been because I'm jaded by their familiarity. To me, it's like, oh, another cliff of basaltic columns, or another view of the Columbia River and the sagebrush desert in the foreground, or, as far as that goes, sagebrush. To me, those things are not extraordinary, not even particularly interesting, because I've seen them all my life. And this becomes one of the problems, one of the barriers to seeing them photographically, is they've become so familiar they don't seem to be of any interest. But I remembered the reaction of those Chinese photographers in 2017 and was glad to have done so because it kind of gave me new eyes again. I tried to see that landscape through the eyes of people who have never seen it, and that led me to make some photographs that I wouldn't normally make. Now, in my case, this is all about the sagebrush of Eastern Washington, because that's where I've lived and spent so much time photographing, but it could equally be said of someone who lives in Manhattan and walks the streets of New York every day. Pretty soon, it's not exotic, it's not unusual, it's every day, and therefore it loses some of its magic to be photographed, at least if we allow it to lose some of its magic. I think the trick here is to cultivate wonder, not allow ourselves to become so jaded by familiarity that we stop thinking of what's before us as being photographable or photogenic. The truth is that everywhere is of interest because interest has nothing to do with a place. It has to do with our minds, with our ways of thinking. And if we can cultivate curiosity, cultivate wonder, cultivate a sense of exploration, even in the places that are familiar to us, we will find never-ending photographic possibilities. It's not that places lose their interest, but that we just haven't yet found the audience for whom those photographs will be fascinating.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.